This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome to the philosophy of fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah and all praises is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, his last prophet and messenger of Allah. As usual, we have Dr. Hatham Al-Aldad joining us in the studio today. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for joining us in the studio today.
Jazakallah khair.
Well, as you know, Doctor, we're talking about the philosophy of fasting. And in the previous episodes, we've been talking about the facts behind fasting, the Hijra calendar, all such things like this. However, last episode, we left at a crucial point, which I must pick up on very quickly before we continue on our other journey. Do we agree with the scientific facts of fasting? What is science? What is the key to science in the fasting?
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashraf al-anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallama tasliman kathira. Allah Jalla wa Ala told us in the Quran what is the wisdom behind fasting.
Okay.
Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumu s-siyamu, kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. Allah Jalla wa Ala is addressing believers. Ya ayyuha ladhina amanu, O you who believe. Siyam, fasting was prescribed upon you. As it was prescribed upon previous nations. So you may attain taqwa.
Right.
So here, this statement, even from an Arabic perspective, la'allakum tattaqoon, which can be translated as, so you may attain taqwa, shows that the main wisdom, the main reason, even you can say, the main illah,
right,
in a very accurate terminology, the main illah, the main foundation upon which fasting was based, the main reason behind the legislation of fasting is what? To attain taqwa.
Yes.
To increase your taqwa. To, first of all, to get taqwa, to increase your taqwa, to maintain your taqwa. That is the main wisdom behind fasting. And see, from a Sharia perspective, we have to understand that the main reason behind all acts of worship is to what? Is to establish the oneness of Allah Jalla wa Ala, full stop. Mm-hmm. Is to establish the oneness of Allah Jalla wa Ala and to increase our oneness, our belief in the oneness of Allah Jalla wa Ala.
Okay.
Tawheed, the center of the whole universe. And you know, in those ayat, in ayat of fasting, by the way, fasting was mentioned in one place in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah. And this is amazing. Why is this? What is the wisdom behind that? We find that zakah was mentioned number of times. Salah was mentioned number of times in the Quran.
Right.
Normally, Salah and Zakah are mentioned together in the Quran. Pilgrimage was mentioned number of times,
mm-hmm,
numerous times in numerous verses in the Quran. But fasting was mentioned only in Surah Al-Baqarah.
Right.
So in those ayat of fasting, Allah Jalla wa Ala after that said, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. This is another wisdom behind fasting, which is similar to taqwa. You know, in those ayat, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. This is another wisdom that Allah جل وعلا mentioned in the ayat of fasting, which is what? To make takbir of Allah جل وعلا.
Subhanallah. So,
وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهِ, to make takbir and to be thankful to Allah جل وعلا for the guidance that Allah جل وعلا has provided you with what? With the Quran, because the شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن was mentioned, the Quran was mentioned, that it has been revealed in this month, which is a matter that we will discuss inshallah shortly.
Inshallah.
As well as the taqwa that has been mentioned in the first ayah. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? It means that the main purpose of fasting is to increase the attachment between you and Allah Jalla wa Ala. To establish tawheed in its reality.
Okay.
As a way of life, not as a theoretical concept that we believe in. No, to make our life based on tawheed, our actions based on tawheed. And tawheed is what? Tawheed is to establish that there is no God but Allah Jalla wa Ala. And the only God to be worshipped is Allah Jalla wa Ala. Allah Jalla wa Ala has certain unique names and attributes, perfect names and attributes that no one in the world has or in the globe has those names and attributes of Allah Jalla wa Ala. This is the main benefit of fasting. And it is, by the way, the main benefit, as we said, the main benefit of other ibadat. Look, for example, Hajj.
Okay.
Hajj. Allah Jalla wa Ala says in, when he mentioned ayat al-Hajj in Surah al-Hajj, one time he said, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ. And in the other ayah, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. The one who glorifies the symbols of Allah Jalla wa'ala, which is what? Which is the Hajj, as well as the places that we go and visit in the Hajj. The one who respects that, glorifies that, is what? It means that he has taqwa. Then when Allah Jalla wa'ala spoke about sacrifice, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى. Allah Jalla wa Ala is not interested in the flesh of the sacrifice or the meat of the sacrifice. Allah Jalla wa Ala wants to see what? The taqwa from the people.
Of course.
So this is an example, which is the Hajj. And you can see that the whole Quran, whenever Allah Jalla wa Ala commands us to do something in the Quran, Allah Jalla wa Ala links that thing, that action, to His glorification, His taqwa, His fear, His love being attached to Him.
Yes.
Of course, there are some other benefits, as you said, for fasting, for example, health benefit.
Okay.
Or some maybe side benefits, maybe economical benefits or social benefits. These are side benefits, but they are not the main benefits.
Right. Doctor, I mean, I totally agree with you. And, you know, I really appreciate that feedback and the comments. However, there's just one thing that I want to pick up on here about the scientific point. Why is it important for a Muslim to follow the scientific route to fast? Is it important for a Muslim to observe the scientific facts?
Observing scientific facts behind any ibadah is a side issue. Is a side issue. We fast, we do Hajj, we pray because of what? Because we want to establish the oneness of Allah Jalla wa'ala.
Yes.
Because we want to show Allah Jalla wa'ala that we are His slaves.
Sure.
And the main reason behind Sharia in general, and this is something important. In fact, is a key point when we discuss the philosophy of fasting, because we are discussing the philosophy of Sharia. See, brother Rafi, many people now started to talk about the philosophy of Sharia as well as philosophy of some acts, and they link the philosophy of those acts to the dunya,
yes,
to this life, and they neglected the akhirah from the picture at all. They neglected the right of Allah Jalla wa Ala from the picture in general.
Definitely.
For example, I have seen number of books that have said that the main aim of Sharia is to establish the rights of human people, human rights. And I was surprised that you read the whole book. The whole book is full of verses from the Quran, verses from the prophetic traditions, and none of those, this book, all of it, despite the fact it's full of ayat and ahadith of the Prophet is talking about the right of Allah Jalla wa Ala.
Subhanallah.
So they made Sharia for the dunya purpose.
Dunya.
While Sharia, Islam, Quran, Sunnah is what mainly for the right of Allah Jalla wa Ala, because Allah is the creator.
Of course.
Allah has the highest rights over us.
Of course. Doctor, we've pushed on time right now, so you know, let's just clear the scientific facts up in this part of the program. So what we're saying here is we're pointing out that Allah has the right over everyone, and Allah is the ultimate, and we must submit to Allah.
That's absolutely right.
Yes.
And the right of Allah Jalla wa Ala overrides the right of any of his creation.
Great, yes. Well, thanks very much for joining us in the studio today. That's all we have time for right now in this part. Stay tuned, we're just going to take a short break. Asalaamu Alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Asalaamu Alaikum and a very warm welcome back to the Philosophy of Fasting. As usual, we have Dr. Hatham Al-Dad joining us in the studio. Asalaamu Alaikum, Doctor.
Wa Alaikum Asalaam wa Rahmatullahi wa Barakatuh.
Thanks for joining us. We're so honoured to have you. So, Doctor, we're talking about the philosophy of fasting. And, you know, what's quite shocking to hear that you're saying the whole idea, the philosophy of fasting, of the point of Sharia, is about human rights, benefits for humans. And you know, you described in the first part, it's all for Allah. So I want to know, and I'm sure the viewers at home want to know, why is it that it's focusing up on human rights? What's this all about, Doctor?
Okay, Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. You are right. Unfortunately, the discourse, the Islamic discourse now, in the whole world, and especially in the West, and by the way, we are not talking to Western people.
No.
We are talking about it. We are talking to Western and non-Western people, because I'm sure this program has been watched and viewed by people in Africa, in South Asia, etc. But the discussion about Sharia and the philosophy of Sharia all over the world started to be focusing on the rights of people, human rights. And they neglected the right of Allah Jalla wa Ala. They mention it, but they just mention it quickly. While if you read the whole Quran, and you will see that the main aim behind revelation is to glorify Allah Jalla wa Ala.
Yes.
Is for people to establish the oneness of Allah Jalla wa Ala. To show Allah Jalla wa Ala the due respect.
Yes.
And having said that, we have to be clear. It doesn't mean that the Sharia is not in favor of the interests of people.
No.
No. That doesn't mean this. Sharia in the beginning is revealed for people to glorify Allah Jalla wa Ala, to fear Allah Jalla wa Ala, to show ibadah, to manifest their obedience to Allah Jalla wa Ala.
Yes.
However, once we show and establish the oneness of Allah Jalla wa Ala and glorify Allah Jalla wa Ala, anything related to our dunya will be established and will be will be established, and the welfare of ourselves in persons and in societies will be improved. So there is no contradiction. No contradiction between the rights of Allah Jalla wa'ala and the rights of people. In fact, Allah Jalla wa'ala, He said, establish my oneness and you will live peacefully in this dunya and in the akhirah. Allah Jalla wa'ala says in the Quran, when He commanded Adam and Eve to go down to the earth, قَالَ اهْبِطَ مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَىٰ فَمَنْ تَبِعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَىٰ وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَىٰ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَىٰ. So there is no separation between the dunya and the akhirah. Allah Jalla wa'ala commanded Adam and Eve, when he sent them down from the paradise.
Of course.
Follow my guidance. اِهْبِطَا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. And if my guidance come to you, then you have to follow my guidance. And be careful. The one who turns away from my guidance, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, he will have a life full of misery.
Of course.
And he will be resurrected at the day of resurrection as a blind person because he turned a blind eye to my remembrance. So Allah Jalla wa'ala is telling us in this ayah that following the guidance of Allah Jalla wa'ala will lead people to what? To peace and tranquility in this dunya. But it doesn't mean that the ultimate aim of the guidance of Allah Jalla wa'ala that He has revealed to mankind is for people to live in peace and tranquility.
Okay.
The main aim is what? Is to worship Allah Jalla wa'ala.
Of course, Doctor.
And this is what Allah Jalla wa'ala says, sorry.
No.
وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Full stop.
Yes.
I have created jinn and ins for nothing but to worship me. So worshipping Allah Jalla wa'ala, glorifying Him, exploring His magnificence is the ultimate aim of Sharia. The dunya related aims are there, but they are side aims.
Of course. Doctor, you know, I just want to pick up on the point, you know, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, the only one that can grant us anything. So why is it people are focusing upon their rights as humans? Why is it some people find it compulsory to leave Allah and focus upon their rights? What rights do we have?
See, this is a big point. It is true. This is what we need to ask people, why? Why, you know, the main reason is people forgot about death. People forgot about death, or they ignore talking about death.
Yes.
Had the people known that life is divided into two parts.
Yes.
The first part is before death, and the second part is after death. And the second part is more important than the first part.
Exactly.
Then people wouldn't focus on this first part that they are living in. People will focus on the real success. The real success lies in the second part. Even see, non-Muslims, we tell them, by the way, I'll summarize it with a story.
Great, yes.
that happened with me. I used to study in Sudan.
Okay.
My first Sharia degree was from Sudan. And I remember I used to go to a hotel, and in the reception, I was living at that time in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
So I was not exposed to Christians.
Okay.
A lot. We know about the Christianity, etc., but basic things.
Right.
And we are not that exposed to Christians and how to deal with them, how to give them da'wah, etc.
Okay.
So at that time, when I started to move to Sudan to do my exams and etc. for Sharia degree, in the hotel, there was, in the reception, there was a Christian guy.
Okay.
And he knew that I study Sharia. And he studies theology.
Right.
So we started to have a dialogue. He told me that, listen, there is no doubt that Islam is the truth. He said this. He said, because it is clear. Anything in Islam is clear. He said that he studies theology,
yes,
and many answers provided by Christians and scholars in Christianity, etc., it doesn't make sense.
Exactly.
Okay. And he said, for example, Surah Maryam just describes the story of Mary in a very simple way. It goes into the heart, it penetrates the heart.
Yes.
And you do not find any contradiction, nothing. So I was shocked to hear this. So in my mind, why doesn't this person accept Islam? Okay? So the next day, you know, because he was a receptionist, we could not have a very long discussion at one point.
Of course.
So in the next day, I started to think, how can I address this person? Mm-hmm. How can I speak to him? Then I said, oh, let me just make it simple, as the Quran makes it simple. So I went to him and I was leaving back to Saudi Arabia. Mm-hmm. So I said to him, why don't you accept Islam? So he said, if he accepted Islam, he will lose his position in the tribe, in the clan.
Okay.
He is the son of the chief of that of a tribe,
right.
Of a big tribe. And he said that if he becomes Muslim, he will lose his position as the son of the tribe, as the next king of that tribe.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked.
Cool.
I said, so this person, how can I talk to him now? Then I said, okay, as I said, I'll make it simple according to Quran. I said to him, if your priority is life after death, then you must sacrifice everything in this dunya in order for you to be successful in your last life, which is the everlasting life, which is the eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
But if your priority is dunya, is this life, then you should sacrifice the other life. And he kept quiet. As I told you, I was leaving, so I left after that. I don't know what happened to him. This is the problem. Many people don't think of the akhirah.
Of course.
And that's why in our da'wah, we must focus on the akhirah. And the philosophy of sharia, all of it, is based on what? Is based on believing in the day of resurrection and what will happen after that.
Of course.
On the second life. Whenever Allah Jalla wa'ala speaks about anything, any legislation, when Allah Jalla wa'ala mentioned the rulings of talaq, divorce,
yes,
in the Quran, Allah Jalla wa'ala linked those rulings to those who believe in the akhirah, to those who submit to Allah Jalla wa'ala. What is the relationship between talaq legislation, divorce legislation,
yes,
and believing in the akhirah? From our perspective as Muslims, there is no separation between this life and the second life. In fact, we are living for the second life.
Yes. Sheikh, we're very pushed on time. I just want to pick up on the major points because as you're speaking to me, we've got everything written down. But, you know, I've got so many questions to ask you personally because you're overwhelming me with, you know, the sense of Sharia and getting back to Allah. What message would you give to our viewers if they are upon the wrong path or they are closely guiding Sheikh and they don't know which path to take? What would you say sincerely from your heart to guide those people back to the oneness of Allah?
First of all, they should think of the second life.
Mm-hmm.
The second most important thing, they should read Quran.
Mm-hmm.
And Ramadan is the month of Quran. One time we'll have a long discussion about Quran
inshallah.
In Ramadan.
Inshallah. Well, thank you so much for your thoughts and sharing us in the studio today, Sheikh Atham Aldad.
Jazakallah khair, barakallah khair.
Well, that's all we have time for right now. I'd like to thank Sheikh Atham Aldad. Until next time, I'll leave you in the safe care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.